Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down on today. Glory to God. We thank God for all my listeners. Amen. On whether you're listening on your phones or you're listening by web, we just thank God for you on this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and text a neighbor. Don't forget. Go ahead and tweet them real quick and let them know that it's going down on today. Amen. I want to, first of all, just thank God for another day. Hey, hallelujah. I know, you know, many things are going on and happening in the world today, but understand, he still sits high and he looks low. He is still on the throne. God ain't changed. He ain't moved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He knew all this was coming. Everything that's happening today, he already knew it was coming. You know, when they say don't let him catch you with your work undone. So that's what they mean by, you know, you got to hold on with all you got, continue to pray, continue in his word. So whenever these things happen, you know, you won't be so, how should I say it? All, let's just put it like this, you know, all upset and then out of whack. So that's just what it is. You know, you wouldn't be running scared. All these things, you know, they have to come. Even when you see these things coming, know that the end is to drawing near. Glory to God. I hear people trying to give so many scenarios about why and when and where and how it got here and all these different things, amen, how this coronavirus got here, and I hear this and I hear that. You even hear the world talking, you know, like the world talk. And they forgetting the main thing. I was talking to someone on the other night, and we were having a conversation, and I said, well, you know what? Understand, the Bible says it. It's fulfilling. Well, all these things have to happen. I know we're saying, well, Lord, why now? No, he said, prepare yourself. You know, you prepare. He said, this is the dressing up room down here. He ain't talking about going in, putting on some new clothes and got you a new pair of shoes and you got you a new boo and all that kind of stuff. No, none of that. He meaning to stay in his word, continue to pray, lift him up, walk the way you're supposed to walk, keep his commandment. What he's talking about, dressing up room down here. He ain't talking about them new shoes you see in the store and you like them and you looked online and you wanted them. He's not talking about that kind of dressing up. He's talking about dressing up this body, making sure that you're saved and you're filled with his precious Holy Ghost. That's what he's talking about. Because I know it's a lot. You can go in the stores and, man, the shelves are just blank. Glory to God. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. If you ain't got it, by all means, get it. Hallelujah. But just make sure that your vessel is right with the Lord thy God on today. That's the main thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to go ahead. I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would, go ahead and press the 1. And I will bring you in for prayer. If not, then we're going to move on down the road. You know, God is still good, and he is still worthy to be praised. You can't stop and let nothing take praise out of your mouth. I don't care what you're going through. Hallelujah. I know it sometimes it gets so hard, and sometimes you get heavy, and you know what? You have to learn how to put on music and just shut everything down. And sometimes it gets to that point to where you can't even pray, but just lift your hand, and if you could just get one word out your mouth and say, Jesus, oh, glory to God. I know y'all felt that. If you can just say, Jesus, oh, my God, guess what? He's on the scene every time, hallelujah. If you can just say that one word, Jesus, not man, say, Jesus, oh, good God Almighty. When you call on that name, everything else will move. Everything has to line up with his word. Everything has to get in line. Glory to God. Everything that's out of whack, the children acting up. Amen. What you say? Hallelujah. My God. The committee's acting up. Amen. The sheriff acting up. The sheriff acting up. Glory to God. And when you say that word right there, amen, the new sheriff will come in town. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he come in town, amen, hallelujah, nothing else, amen, can beat it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Well, hallelujah, we have a caller. Amen, it's pressed the 1 here. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's see, caller 253. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, hallelujah. Caller, yes. You're alive and on yes. the air.
Yes, I want prayer. I'm calling from Canada, and I need prayer for a hernia. I want God to remove it.
Amen.
It's uncomfortable and painful, so I want God to remove it. I want prayer for that.
Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, you've heard the request. Right now, we ask you, Lord God, to remove this hernia, Lord God, from this woman, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know that you're the healer, so Father, we speak it right now in the atmosphere, Lord God. Lord, you go to Canada, Lord God, you lay your hand on it, Lord God, and said, get back and behave right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, that it is healed, Lord God. Everything that's out of place from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. We ask you to heal it right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know nothing is too hard for you, Lord, so we know that you are the healer, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we can't do nothing. So we ask you right now, Lord God, to go to Canada, Lord God, and lay your hands on this woman of God,
yes,
Lord God, and
yes.
heal her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know the struggle is over. In the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus, no struggles. The struggles is over
praise
right now
God.
In the
praise
name
God.
Of Jesus. Glory to God. Everything will line up with his word, hallelujah. By his
praise
stripes
God.
You'll heal. Not man, but by his stripes. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you for calling, caller.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your prayer.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. If anyone else would like prayer, we would like for you to go ahead and press the 1 and we will bring you in. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. You can't be afraid to come and get your prayer needs met. You know, God is good. Hallelujah. And he is worthy to be praised all the time. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. But like I said, when you can give him a yes praise, when you can just praise him anyhow, no matter, amen, what it looked like. You may be going through on your job. You may be going through in your marriage. You might be going through with the children. You may be even going through with family. You might be even going through with church family. It don't even matter. When you don't let these things matter to you and let these things bow you down, glory to God, and you can give God all you got, hey, glory, he's going to move it. Hallelujah. He may not move it when you want it, but guess what? My God is never late because he's always right on time. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. No one else is pressed to 1, so we're going to move on. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory. We give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here on this day, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you for your comfort, peace, love, and your joy, oh God, as it shall abide in us forevermore, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, if there's anyone, Lord God, who have any aught against a brother or sister, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them get their breakthrough on this day, Lord God, to forgive, because you said if we don't forgive, Lord, then you won't forgive us. So, God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to let them get the breakthrough on forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Huh? Lord God, whatever it may be, Lord God, whenever it happens, let them forgive and forget and move on, because they can't go any further in the ministry because they won't forgive them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Although I hear that they stole money, hallelujah, glory to God, you got to forgive them and move on, because we serve an awesome God, glory to God. Don't worry about that, because God is a good paymaster. He will give you double for the trouble. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that that person is forgiving them right now, oh God, so their ministry can go forward. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for those, Lord, who have backslidden. We ask you, God, to bring them back into the fold right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because we know the world loves its own, and there's no place once we've tasted to see how good you are, how what a good God we serve, Lord God. The world don't like us, hallelujah, glory to God. So, Lord, we call them back in their place, to where they need to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for healing, God, all across the nation, oh Lord, for those that are sick with pain, wrecking in their body, oh God. We know you can heal it, God. Huh? You can send down your goodness, huh, and heal them in an instant. Huh? Oh, my God, huh? Because in the Bible, you heal some suddenly. Hey, glory to God. Huh? So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for suddenly healing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you. We give you the glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seth, amen. Glory to God. He gave me the spelling of your name also. Amen. It's S-E-T-H. Seth. Hallelujah. You're worried about how you're going to take care of your family. Hallelujah. Because they shut down the job that you were on. Hallelujah. They had something went on in the company and they shut it down. And he said, don't worry about it because you are a giver. You are a tither. Hallelujah. And he said, he's going to release everything that you need to take care of your family. You don't have to worry about it because you did give. Amen. Glory to God. And he said, if you give, it shall be given. So he's going to take care of everything that you need. You've been worried about the insurance. You've been worried about the money and paying this and paying. He said, you don't have to worry. It's S-E-T-H. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said he got you. So don't worry about it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And if you're online, I would like for you to press the 1 and come in. Hallelujah. And if you're listening by way of, I would like for you to go on my Facebook page. Hallelujah. And inbox me and let me know, amen, that you received the word, amen, on today. Hallelujah. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the word that went out for Seth. We know, Lord God, that you are the provider, and every word is yes and amen in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. As you said in the word, never seen the righteous forsaken. Hallelujah. He said never, hallelujah, nor his seed beg bread. You are a seed, so guess what? Hallelujah. You ain't got to beg. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Amen. I'm going to be coming today from Mark chapter 11. I know we haven't given the announcements, amen, but we'll give them at the end of the show. It's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. You know, God is everywhere and in everything that you need him to be in. Hallelujah. I know they're saying, you know, I know you use common sense. You know, they say, well, don't go outside, you know, don't go here. But you can't just stay bottled up. You got to believe. Amen. I went to the store earlier. And, you know, I seen so many people, they got on masks. They look like Darth Vader. Glory to God. I know y'all know what Darth Vader was. Amen. It was like Star Wars movie. I'm like, oh, my God. And other than, you know, other than COVID-19, I mean, they're scared, more scary than that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, my God, look at that. I said, man, you know, I can imagine, you know, some child seeing them, they would probably go to running. Hallelujah. So everybody's all bottled up. It's so quiet. You can hear it. And I was talking to another lady in the store, and I said, she said, you know what? She said, I can't even hear no cars hardly going by my house. She said, I can't hear nothing. I said, you know, quiet come before storm. And we got to talking about how good God was, and she was saying how she was supposed to go to Israel, you know, but they canceled that. I understand because they didn't need to really go on no big trips and different things right now. I understand that because God give us wisdom to you, you know. But you got to remember, you see them, you can do what they ask you to do, but you got to stay in faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let fear grip you to where you're going to quit living. Oh, my God. Now, that's good. Hallelujah. Don't let fear grip you to where you quit living. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I understand there's some things that we have to do during this time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And yes, we do. But don't let fear grip you where you stop living. You want to keep on living. Hallelujah. I know up here, you know, in the different areas there, they're shutting down, you know, churches and all kinds of different stuff. See, if they can shut down, it get all that shut down, everything, get all that shut down all churches, all everything, then guess what? He'll run rampage over you. But you think, so I'm going to be at home, and and that's probably the only time they get a chance to go in the church and praise the Lord and worship the Lord, you know, and pray, hallelujah. But some in their homes, they don't do it. Hallelujah. The only prayer that they would get was probably when they go to church, you know. Hallelujah. But he ain't going to shut us down. We're going to keep on moving and keep moving for Jesus. Glory to God. So don't let fear grip you and shut you down just because you're in your house. I'm encouraging you on today to continue to read the word, continue to pray, hallelujah. Because understand, prayer works, hallelujah. Ah, glory to God. Yes, it does. So don't give up now. Don't quit living when you're at home. You know, don't just watch TV. Well, I'm at home. I'm gonna lay back, and that's all I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna watch television. I ain't got to worry about going to church. And if they shut it down, you need to continue to read this word. You need to continue to pray. You need to continue to stand firm on the word of God. Don't let this, amen, take you, amen, down through there. Because guess what? It's taking a lot of them down through there. My God, my God. Because I was talking to someone. They said, "Where you at? I'm something in the store." They said, "In the store, didn't they tell you to stay at home?" I said, "Yeah, they did." I said, "But I had to come out." Glory to God. I said, "Well, you know what?" I said, "Yeah, they told me to stay in, but guess what?" I said, "I guess this is time to come out." Well, everybody else is. So now you can get out. Hallelujah. And you ain't too many people in the store right now. They'll clean the shelf. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they left me what I wanted, what I needed. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. But, you know, don't let fear grip you the way you stop living. Hallelujah. I know we need to abide by the rules and what they're saying. Or we need to obey the law and land. Yes, all that. But I'm just saying, don't let fear grip you to where you quit living. You better learn how to bind that spirit. I bind that Corona-19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That COVID-19, it sounds like Corona, don't it? I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I can guarantee you they ain't stopped buying them Coronas. Hey, you better know that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. My God, my God. God can heal every virus, any virus. Unexpected virus by man, but he know, glory to God. So we got to depend on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and turn to Mark chapter 11. And I'm going to start at the first verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. You know, sometimes we can talk so much whenever he done gotten a poll or something and you know, it done been confirmed by the prophet also. And, you know, and then when we get ready to go and tell somebody something, guess what? We'll tell them all. Hallelujah. We're overcomers by our testimony. But understand, you sometimes you just need to hold on. Don't tell it all, glory to God, because guess what they'll do? I understand, because I've had some stuff stolen from me. So I know how it is, because I went and told it, my God. And, you know, somebody said, "Well, what is that?" And I was trying to explain, and the next thing I know, they hadn't stolen it. Hey, glory to God. So here's what you got to do. Don't tell everything. Just say what he tell you to say. Because, you know, sometimes he'll say, "Well, that's enough. Cut it. Don't tell him no more. That's enough." So just say what he tell you to say and let it go. Hallelujah. Let's move on to chapter 11 of Mark, verse 1. "And when they came now to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples." Now, you see right here, Jesus had disciples. So why do you think that, you know, other leaders don't need disciples? They disciple you and get ready to send you forth. You see? We only think that, you know, when he called me, I can go on forth. No, he had disciples, and he had to make these disciples. He said he sent them forth two disciples, and whenever he sent them out, he sent them out two by two. I know sometimes, you know, in the world today, people don't want to help others. They want to go out and just think somebody's going to steal their glamour. It's not about your glamour. It's not about your glitz. Glory to God. Your glitz or your glamour. It's just about getting the word out. Never will I ever fear that, you know, God's going to use somebody mightily more than he used me. Because I want him to just use me the way he used me. I don't want to be anybody else. I want to be Martha, Prophetess Martha, the way he's calling me for it. I understand. I mean, some words I may not say, you know, politically correct. Amen, you know, but that's just who I am. Okay, glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 2. "And saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him." He was telling them, you're going to go and you're going to find this colt. He's going to be tied. And I want you to go and I want you to bring him to me. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send him hither. Okay, he was saying, this is what you tell them. If they ask, just tell them, I have need of it. That's all he told them. He said, I have, the Lord have need of it. He said, that's all you need to tell them. Just tell them, well, you know what, God blessed me, and you know what, he blessed me real good. Okay? Well, how did he bless you? He blessed me, baby, real good. Because, you know, sometimes you can't tell people, amen, and you can't even tell them if he haven't, he's told you he's going to give it to you and he haven't gave it to you yet. Then, you know, people will pray against that thing. But, you know, you got to learn how to hold on for just a little while longer until you get it. And then when you get it, well, where did you get that from? Well, the Lord blessed me with this. That's how I got it. Oh, you didn't tell. No, I didn't feel like you needed to know all that. But sometimes people can get in your business, baby, and they can just mess it up. And if you tell them too soon, then they'll hinder it. Because the principalities of darkness in those dark places. Hallelujah. They'll pray against what you're praying and believing in for. So that's why you have to be careful who you tell and how you tell it. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 4. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met. And they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, why do ye loosen this colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded them, and they let him go. You know, when he told them, you know, just tell them the Lord has need of him. And guess what? That's what they told him when they asked. He said, they asked. He already know they're going to ask. You know, sometimes people be asking you for good reasons, and sometimes people just be nosy, you know. They just want to know. And I've heard people say, well, I'm just nosy. You know, that's something there. You need to be careful about letting out your mouth, because that's why people will not tell you anything, because you're nosy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on to verse 7. And they brought the coat to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. You see, you know they had to believe. Because guess what? If they hadn't believed, they wouldn't have never put a coat up there on him, on the donkey, so he can sit on the coat, so he can sit on it. They wouldn't have never did it. Now, do you believe on this day? Because if you believe truly what the prophet, the preacher, the pastor, whatever they say, you know, and when you come to these shows, you wouldn't mind giving. What is $25 to give? Nothing. That's nothing. You wouldn't mind giving if you believe. Or are you just coming, hallelujah, just to be coming and say that you were on? Oh, let's move on. Verse 8. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches of the tree and strolled them in the way. In other words, they believed. So guess what? They were laying it out for him. For him to come back, to walk through. Now, you know, they had to believe in order to do that. Are you a believer on today? But, you know, some people say, you know what, I believe in the Lord thy God. Yes, I do believe. But some say they believe, but they're speaking out of their mouth. But he's not on the inside of their heart. Because guess what they're not doing? They ain't giving. They ain't going to church. They're not doing nothing for anybody. It don't matter. You know, and they're still doing whatever it is that they want to do, and that they're big enough to do. And then whenever something like this happens, hallelujah, guess what? Oh, I'm scared now. But, you know, he got some people's attention now. But, you know, everybody, he won't keep their attention. After this is over, they'll go right back to doing the same old, same old. It's just like nothing happened. Woo, I'm so glad that's over. But guess what? There'll be more to come. So he said, keep looking, because there's more to come. Everybody think we just going to be here on and on, and it's just going to go on, you know, and it's going to die, and they're going to go on to heaven. Well, that's just not so. It don't work like that. Hallelujah. When I was talking about the dressing up room, you should have done start dressing up, not just now, but I'm telling you now, you better start now. You can start right now on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to pause for just a minute. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sins, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of all my sins, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive me, Lord God. I give you my heart, Lord God. Ah, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And if you said that sinner's prayer with me, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. But I say unto you, don't let it stop there. Keep learning. Keep on going. Hallelujah. The road will get hard sometimes, but guess what? He'll be there with you every time. He will not let you fall. If you want more of him, keep praying. He's going to give it all to you. He'll give you as much as you want. God ain't stingy. Hallelujah. And you know what? Amen. They always say he ain't behind on his child support either. With everything in this world, he made it. So just keep on keeping on. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Verse 9. And they that went before and they that followed carried saying, cried saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is the highest. See, they were blessing him as he come through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't that something? So you know they had to believe. Do you believe on this day? So many times people say they do. They believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. Oh, yeah, I got faith. Where is your faith? Some people have faith only in that what they can see. If you can see your money, then you that ain't no faith. If you got it in your hand, okay, every time you need $2,000 or $3,000, that ain't no faith. You can just go to the bank and get it. But can you believe when you ain't got them $2,000 or $3,000 and you need them $2,000 or $3,000? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you believe and stand firm in and he's gonna give it to you? A lot of people put faith in that they already got, not faith in that they can't see. But the Bible says faith comes by hearing by the word of God. See, faith is invisible. Amen. For the time, amen, until it manifests. But you got to stay in faith and say, Lord, I believe you, and quote his scriptures, Lord God. You told me, Lord, without faith, it's impossible to please you, God. So I got to continue to believe you, Lord God. I'm not going to give up now. That's why it's so important that you read the word of God every day, understand what he is saying to you. So that way, when things happen, you will have the faith, amen, and continue to walk through. And then you say, well, Lord, I ain't got it, Lord, I need it, Lord. But here's what you got to do. You got to stay in faith. Continue saying his word and say, Lord, I know you're going to pay this. I ain't worried about it. I know you got it. You told me so many times, Lord. Hallelujah. If I give, then you're going to give it back. Lord, you told me, Lord God, that you own the cattle of 1,000 hills. So I know, Lord, some of that beef up there, Lord, you intended for it to be mine. Hallelujah. And I want it. I need it, Lord. That's when you know that you know that you know you got to stand there. Hallelujah. And if you're going through something, let me just tell you, people go through so much and finances. I'm seeing that. And they're going through now. Marriages are just under attack. I see that. Hallelujah. Marriage is just under attack. Glory to God. And if you're going through in your marriage, you say, Lord, now you gave me this woman. Now, let me tell you, help me out here. You gave me this man, Lord God. I need your help, Lord. This is what's wrong. And if there's something wrong with me, then show me, Lord God. And I want you to fix it so it can go smoother, so it can go, you know, things will go better between us. That's what you got to do. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. Verse number 11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, and he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. See, he saw the green leaves, and he was thinking that, you know, it might have some figs on his tree. You know, he said, anything that's not bearing fruit should be cut down. And in other words, if you proclaim that you are a Christian, but your tree ain't bearing no fruit, ain't nobody got saved, you ain't doing nothing in the ministry, and all you want to do is go, here, there, everywhere, spending no time with the Lord. But then you say, well, you know what? I am a Christian. I am. Well, where's your time to fellowship with him? Where's your time to pray and read? Not just coming to these lines, but where is your time, glory to God? You got to have some time to fellowship with him, to see what he's saying, to see what else he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Besides going out, oh, I got to go here, I got to go there. and calling people on the phone and all times of day and night and texting them. Oh, my God, my God. So where is your time with the Lord? Hallelujah. My God. All that time that you're spending trying to text and see where everybody is and what everybody's doing and calling everybody, you can spend that time with the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people just have to be on the phone. They have to be on their 24/7. They just got to. I understand, you know, other people do ministry and different things like that. Glory to God. But if you ain't doing no ministry and you just got to find out what somebody doing, then you need to get you some business. I'm just going to tell you like it is. You need to get you some business, some real business. Hallelujah. So go ahead and dial up Jesus, amen, on the main line and tell him what you want. That's what you need to do. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and brought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. You see right here, amen, glory to God, you know, there's so much going on, amen, in God's churches on today. You know, Jesus is supposed to be the cornerstone of the church. Hallelujah. Everybody's selling the hot dog. Everybody's selling a fish plate. Everybody's doing this. They doing that. They doing this. And you know what? That's not biblical. What you need to do is you pay your tithes and offerings. You know, and you know, people say, well, people don't have money. If you notice, amen, I can guarantee you the cruise ships are full. Hallelujah, glory to God. And the stores are full. They're steady buying. Amen. And right now, I just got to tell it like it is. It's income tax season. Hallelujah. And you can go in the store, man, I'm telling you. You see the big comforter sets, the big this and the big that and the big this and everything. And the children got bikes and toys and all this kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Just rolling them out. Hallelujah. And even going to some of the finest restaurants, because me and someone went to a restaurant one day, it wasn't this week, well, we went, I think, prior to a couple of weeks ago, and we saw this mom and her child, and they had ordered this, all this food and these big drinks, glory to God, and I said, I told this person, I said, there's got to be taxes. I said, because if we order a big drink like that and you ain't got no taxes, you're going to have to drink that drink. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, my God, my God. I said, it got to be some taxes. I said, because she just left it on the table. It didn't even look like they even took a sip out of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. See, they were just doing that, selling all kinds of stuff in the temple. So Jesus went in there and he threw things out there. Don't think he just said, well, you get up and you walk out. No, it said he threw over tables and he threw over pews and everything, throwing everybody out. You know, you can't make his house a house where the thieves come and that's how you draw people. Amen. They'll know, you know, you're coming in there and you're selling a fish plate. Well, we're selling a fish plate down here, so y'all come on down here and eat. Glory to God. Me and Solomon, you tell them to come down there and buy a plate. They'll be the one that robbed you, don't you know? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Help us, Lord, help us. And he taught, saying unto them, it is written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves. See, you end up selling stuff. You know, if it ain't that, here we go. We got donut sales. We got some stuff. I'm here to tell you. Hallelujah. But if you sit down, you know, if you got a spouse, sit down and say, look, you know, you got to pay your tithes, and I pay my tithes, and here's what we do. This is what we're going to do. If I'm working, you put them together. It's okay. If you're in the house together, why not put them together? You know, people don't stop. They used to pay them $20. Amen. Them church dudes, hallelujah. Glory to God. But when you learn better, you got to learn how to do better. Some people don't do no better because they just don't want to do no better. I know he said, the poor you will have with you always, but that's how they were brought up. And that's where it comes in, that when you see someone that you can help, then you help them. But don't talk about them, but help them. You got to learn how to help people and not talk about them. So many times people don't ask people for help because guess what? You go spread all they did. And that's just not biblical. You got to remember now, you were once in a place where you didn't know no better, and somebody came along and helped you and brought you out. So that's where he got you. He pulled you out for you to pull somebody else out. So be careful how you talk about them. I just said, well, you know what? Maybe they don't know no better, and it all goes back to the way they were raised, you know, and it goes back from generation to generation. Really, it does. You know, it really, really does. It goes back from generation, you know. In other words, it says our parent, being our parent, then they parent, and it goes all the way back. You know, it's generational curses on some people. Amen. Let's move on. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. Well, they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. See, they were amazed at his doctrine. That's what it was, and what he was teaching and what he was preaching. And then they're going to try to figure out how they can get rid of him. Ain't that something when somebody's telling the truth? They want to get rid of him. You know, I remember this pastor, you know, they went to this church and they were preaching, amen. And they said, and the congregation and the people, then the pastor and everybody that was over there, you know, all the lay members and all those different things, and the pastor didn't like what they were teaching. He didn't like what they were saying. Glory to God. And guess what they did? They stopped them in the middle of the sermon and told them, you can't come up in here preaching that. And guess what they did? They escorted them out. They had, okay, y'all, give them a purse. They had to get their purse and take the entourage, amen, armor bearers and all that, just and walk out the door. They stopped them in the middle of the preaching. Well, you can't come up here preaching this. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They must have been really stepping on some toes. Well, they put them out. They put them out. Hallelujah. Put them out the church. See, people don't like people to tell the truth. Well, let me help you out over here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Y'all still with me? Hold on now. When you come over here, expect the truth. And it's the truth of God's word. That's what you're going to get. It ain't going to be no sugarcoating over here. Hallelujah. It ain't going to be no painted pretty pink. It's going to be just like it is. But he said, don't add, don't take nothing away from my word. That's what the Bible says. So, you know, you can't add and you can't take nothing away from his word. That's just the way it is. You got to live by it. Hallelujah. Because if you live by the sword, he said you're going to die by the sword. In other words, if you live, keep living out there in sin, guess what? You're going to die in your sin. Hallelujah. Yes, you can repent. Hallelujah. We talked about that. You can. But that's what it says. That's the word. Let's move on. Verse 19. And when Eve was done, was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. Now, see, you can demand something to dry up. You know Jesus Christ, and you walking in his word. You know the Lord thy God walking in his word, doing what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to speak to that and say, dry up. Dry up right now in the name of Jesus. But guess why? People don't speak to those things and say, dry up, because they're still scared. Hallelujah. You know, some been in churches for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, 70 years. And they don't know, amen, that you can speak to those mountains. They know that part about speaking to the mountains, yeah. But they don't know that you got the authority to say, dry up, like he said right here in the word. And nobody else will eat nothing from your tree, hallelujah. Dry up and spread no more. Huh? You got to speak to those situations. Our council says, dry up, hallelujah. COVID-19, dry up in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And don't be scared. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Peter called into remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Understand, he spoke it. Hallelujah. He had the authority. So, you know, if you're walking in Jesus, you've been there for a while, you ought to have some authority to speak to something. Hallelujah. Besides speaking to that steak, telling the steak that it's good and it's cooked just right. Okay, let's move on. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Listen, you got to understand, you got to speak to those situations. Don't worry about how it is, what it is, and who said what. Learn to speak to those situations. I speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. Your purse will not be empty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've been walking around, amen, with the purse empty for quite a time. You've been walking around with the BFO empty. But you got to learn to speak to it and say it won't be empty no more. And say this time when it gets full, it ain't going to empty itself out. There's going to be more to come because I'm going to give more and I'm going to receive the blessing of the Lord. Because the blessing of the Lord makes it rich and he had no sorrow. It ain't going to be money where nobody got to die for you to get it. Glory to God. He's going to rain it down on you anyway. You give and you seek and you tithe and understand the word of God. When I open up my mouth, I set the mountains to be removed. Everything that I go through is not like God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare. I speak to that mountain and say, remove. Hallelujah. I don't have to go up over it. Glory to God. I don't have to go around it. I'm going to speak to that mountain and say, you move right now in the name of Jesus. And it is so and it is done. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to speak to that high blood pressure and tell you to regulate right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm going to speak to the diabetes and say, regulate right now in the name of Jesus. You won't keep going up, down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't be causing me to faint. Oh, my Lord. In the name of Jesus. I speak to you right now. With the glory of God in me. With the power of the Holy Ghost. I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. I won't have any more outbreaks of them herpes. In the name of Jesus. I said, dry up right now. No more outbreaks in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. I speak to those scabies in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. And they're already healed by his strength. Glory to God. Because when he went to the cross, everything, hallelujah, that you go through, everything that comes upon you, glory to God, he already bore it on the cross. So stop bringing it home with you. In the name of Jesus, decree and declare that it is so, that you are healed by his stripes. So you won't have to walk in nobody else's shadow. The shadow of death won't be hanging over you. Glory to God, my God. Because I serve an awesome God. And I know, hallelujah, that he can do it. Glory to God. Oh, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare right now, my children won't let up. I won't have to wait until I get in contact. I won't have to wait. Oh, glory to God, to see if I'm going to get income tax. My children will be taken care of because I give, hallelujah, glory to God. I give, hallelujah, glory to God. And he said, if I give, he'll give it back, hallelujah. And when I give ungrudgingly, because he'll take it from a grudge. But guess what, glory to God. If I give, amen, with a joyful heart, I'm glad to give, hallelujah. Be pure in heart when you give, hallelujah. And when you give, hallelujah, you can go to him, my God, my God. You won't have to always be around scrounging and scraping the bottom of the can. Scraping the bottom of the flour can, glory to God, just to make a cake of bread, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I'm yours, and I know, Lord God, you'll make everything all right. Nothing catches you by surprise. None of this caught you by surprise. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak to this situation. On my job, in the name of Jesus, I said you won't treat me any kind of way. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, you're going to dry up. I cursed you at the root. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. You're not going to come in here, amen, and raise your voice at me. You're not going to overwork me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I curse it at the root because he said I can do it. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speak to those mountains. Hallelujah. Some people are just devastated. They're running here. They're running there. They locked the doors. Glory to God. Even I see them putting towels under the door, thinking that it might seep through. Glory to God. Said, don't y'all go out that door. You know it'll come through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But don't fear. Hallelujah. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Glory to God. You don't have to fear. Know that the Lord thy God is there. And nothing catch them by surprise. I speak, Lord God, to every sinus condition right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All the sinus sufferers, Lord God, we know, Lord, you'll give them a clear passageway so they can breathe. They won't be coughing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God. Every sinus condition, Lord God, every bronchitis condition, I speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, dry up and spread no more. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every mountain, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Mountain moving faith. Glory to God. A mother sitting out of bed in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Waiting on a son to wake up. He's been in a coma. Oh my God. He had an accident. Glory to God. The devil tried to take him out. But God said, not yet. Hey, glory to God. Awake right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Shut up. Rise up. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. God has work for you to do. Rise up off your bed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Speak to those mountains. Have mountain moving faith. Glory to God. When someone comes to you and they're speaking negative, hallelujah, just go ahead. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Just walk off. Hallelujah. And if you want to, amen, and they call you and they're speaking negative, hang up on them. It'll be okay. Hallelujah. Because me, I ain't going to take it. I said, no, hold up. Wait a minute. I said, this is what you should be saying. Hallelujah. You know, so many times, people focus on the wrong thing instead of the right thing. If you focus on God's word, what did God say about it? You know, me, I'm just a ponderer and a wanderer. You know, I said, Lord, what does this mean? And what do you mean this? And tell me what is this? And tell me how this? And you're showing me this. And what do I need to do with all this? And show me. You know, yeah, I hear some say I'm a prophet. Yes, yes, I am. Glory to God. And I approve that. Yes, yes. My Lord, thy God. Yes. He approved it. Amen. So I approve it. Glory to God. But, hallelujah, it don't matter. You can be just a member. It don't matter. We're all called to serve the Lord. So if you ask him, he'll give you the amen, the same thing. He'll tell you, well, this is what I need you to do. I hear so many times, you know, people say, well, the Spirit told me. But like I said, be careful how you're saying the Spirit. You better understand and put a handle on it. Glory to God. And say, the Holy Spirit led me. Hallelujah. So you'll be calling in the right spirit. As long as you said the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will be there. Glory to God. So don't call in all them other spirits. Hallelujah. But that's how a lot of times things seep in. Now you don't know, amen, how to pray. You don't know what to say. Just make sure you're listening on today. Glory to God. And don't be ashamed when he wants to use you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. My God. Hallelujah. Don't fear. Don't walk in fear. Have mountain moving faith. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and give some announcements. Amen. Before we get out of here, I want to encourage you. Amen. To listen on Tuesday night. We have none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse coming to you from the fire. Hallelujah. They would just say, get rid of those kings out of your life. Hallelujah. You know, when they just said that, I had to go find them. Hallelujah. It's okay. What is this? What is this? Yeah, I got to get rid of you. You got to go. You got to go. Put them out your house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. They come on Tuesday at 6 Pacific. 8 Standard Time and 9 Eastern Standard Time. You need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, whatever you may need is in the house. Hit them up on Facebook, on Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and Pastor Joseph Rouse page. Yes, we have a pastor, everybody. Yes, we do. We have an apostle. We have a pastor. Yes. So I encourage you, amen, to hit them up, inbox them. It's time now. Stop acting like you don't need no help. Because if I need help, I'm going to get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It don't be that no shame being in your game. You don't have to tell folks what you're doing. Just like I said. Hallelujah. You don't have to tell them everything. But you can't call them or either text them. Amen. Like I said, I'm sorry. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. And if you need to get in touch with them, amen, and you know me, amen, or any of our team members, then we'll get you over to them. Hallelujah. Ain't no shame in this game. We want you to get what you need. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And you move on down on Saturday. We have Faith come by here, and none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it was off the chain. Elder preached for a while, and then when she broke loose, good God Almighty, hallelujah, it was just awesome word, amen. And she broke loose in prayer, good God Almighty, she took us there, hallelujah. That song said, let me take you there. She took you there. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you, amen, to listen up at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern every Saturday. And I want you to come on in. And you know, I know the ministry has been a blessing. Go ahead and give a little something. Amen. It won't hurt you. And then we come on, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. And this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break to get you some water. I know you might want to get your piece of chicken and all. I'm saying, really, glory to God. And then the next voice you will hear, amen, will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I encourage you, after you hear this show, after we get off, amen, get your water, get everything you need, and come on back for the next Hour of Power. Amen. And let it blow your mind. Glory to God. It's ministry with you in mind. Hallelujah. And I want to also let you know that she is an author. She's an author. She's wrote a great book. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to go to her Facebook page. Or you can go, amen, on any of our pages, and you can't get to her, and you can go ahead and inbox us, and we'll get you there so you can get your copy, amen. Ain't no shame over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. I mean, we got some awesome things going on only for $25 or more. That's $25, okay? $25 or more. You can come in and get in and get some awesome, awesome things. I encourage you to sow into the ministries. I know they've been a blessing to you, but sometimes people just don't come back. And then when God get them out, they say, Lord, help me get them out. Help me, Lord. Get me out. Get me out of this mess. Lord, get me out of this financial dilemma I'm in. Lord, get me out. And then when he gets you out, you don't even think about it no more. But understand, you're going to need him again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But do right the first time. I always say, if you do, you know, my parents told me, if you do right the first time, right will always follow you. But if you do wrong the first time, then guess what? That's going to follow you too. And you know what that scripture is? Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So it's just the way they said it in those days. But it's the true fact. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you to keep all this in mind and join us each and every night, you know, for each and every day, each and every night for the ministries, amen, that's going on around you. And don't walk in fear, but walk where God wants you to walk. So know that he knew all things, he know all things, and he knew that this was coming. Hallelujah. So don't be in fear, and don't let people put you in fear. But they said this, and I mean, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and just a whole lot. And I understand we have to, you know, obey, like I said. But don't let them put you in fear. You know, well, you can't go out, you can't touch this, you can't touch that. Because, you know, come on, don't walk in fear like that. The Lord, you whatever I bless, you said no man can curse. So I'm going to get this pizza, and I'm going to bless it before I eat it. Hallelujah, and blessed be the name of the Lord after I get this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go ahead. Amen. I'm going to let you go and you get ready for Ministry Lane, who's coming up in the next 30 minutes. Hallelujah. I already gave the altar call. So I'm going to go ahead and get a benediction. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome Sunday. Remember, he still sits high and he looks low. You are covered by his mighty blood. In Jesus' name we pray. See you back next week. Amen.